Hugh Carey tells me that he and O'Hara and Landrum have worked out an agreement on this 204 A and B, which Phil Landrum feels is satisfactory and he can handle, but he is now going to discuss it with Carl Benson and Carl Albert. And Carey, in turn, is discussing it with, as he says, a few of his friends, so you can figure out who they are. But I thought the mood of the conversation I just had on the telephone, Carey reporting in with O'Hara, was good. So I think we kind of let the boys, let nature take its course for another hour or so, and I'm not going to try to, hit Albert or Benson. I think let Phil talk to them, and hell, if Phil comes back and says they don't buy, then there's damn good reason for him not to buy. If he says they do buy, then I would take his judgment. Mm. Would you agree?
Yeah, Albert told me, said, I understand that y'all are trying to put something in there for parochial schools, and said, I've been down the mountains of Oklahoma, and it's already down there, and said, it'll defeat me. I can't vote for it. I said, no, we're not doing
no,
that.
No, no, this, no, I'm sure that, because I told O'Hara this morning, and he agreed with me, Mr. President. I said, hell, you know, Jim, that you just can't go this route. And incidentally, Jim has no desire to go that route. He's a damn solid citizen, and he said, hell, I've been through this veil of tears with you on these education bills now over 3 years, and I know just how far you can go, how far you can't go. And he said, I'm going to, I gather that what you want me to do is to try and convince Hugh, go follow along what you've been telling you, and that's where they are at the moment. They seem to be in fairly good shape, and we'll see what Landrum reports later on.
Call me when you do.
I will.
Bye.